And at 7:46, Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. In for Craig Counsell today, we have Dominic Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings. Yeah, the West Coast roadies, the skipper doesn't want to get up at, 5:46 West Coast time, Dom. So we'll take you.
I mean, I think I can speak for Craig. I can do my best Craig Counsell impersonation for you guys.
Let's do that. All right, so Skipper, you got the Dodgers here on the West Coast, and you got a 3.5 game lead in the Central. How does this series shape up for you?
They're a good team, and you're gonna play a close game, and it's gonna be a tough time to score runs. That's Craig Counsell for you.
There you go. You should have started with it. Yeah, no. I mean, they're a good team. Okay, but seriously. Right now, with that 3.5 game lead that Brandon just talked about, that's nice. But now you go and face LA for a set, and it doesn't get easier from there.
No, and this is I don't want to put people to say like this is a make or break week for the Brewers, right? But it's going to be tough, and you get to really figure out. You get a preview of what the playoffs will be like this week. You're going to face a ton of great arms once again. I mean, even against the White Sox, you face their two best arms remaining in Dylan Cease and Michael Kopech, and even Jesse Schulten's pitched well too. So you're going to see Kershaw tomorrow. You're going to see Lance Lynn, who has pitched phenomenally since he moved over to the Dodgers on Thursday. And then you'll probably get Max Scherzer over the weekend against the Rangers. They haven't confirmed yet, but probably you kind of get a little litmus test here. It is still August. We're not going to panic, but there is a little bit of urgency. You get to figure out what you are, because the Brewers, we know the offense has struggled, but what can their pitching staff do to hold down? I mean, very quietly, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts are having MVP seasons, but because of Acuna and Olsen in Atlanta, they're not going to get any consideration.
Dom, I talked about it on Extra Points. I'm with you. I think it is a pivotal point in the schedule. The Brewers schedule seems to get harder. The Cubs schedule seems to get a lot easier. When, as a Brewers fan, should we start paying attention to the scoreboard with the Reds and the Cubs? I already am doing
the horse race.
But yeah. When is the good time, to start paying attention to that scoreboard?
I'm keeping an eye on it right now, but scoreboard watching season is September, right? Yeah. And especially because you still have head-to-head matchups with the Cubs. I'm especially scoreboard watching the Reds, knowing that there's nothing the Brewers can do to impact the record with them. They've won the season series, and we'll see what happens. And reminder, as things stand, if the Brewers win the Central, you got to keep an eye on who's that third wild card, because that's who the Brewers would be matching up with. Is it going to be the Marlins like it would be starting today? Would it be the Cubs? Would it be the Reds? It all remains to be seen. And by the way, the Brewers still have 7 games head-to-head with the Marlins. So the Reds and Cubs are going to be big Brewers fans during those games. So it all is going to be interconnected here in the final month. But September is the real scoreboard watching season, but I'm already keeping an eye on it for you.
Appreciate you getting up early with us, Dom. Good to talk to you.
Always fun, guys. Thanks.
9:10 first pitch in L.A. for your Milwaukee Brewers. 7:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.